أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 36 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us, and Allah Ta'ala commands us to another injunction, a prohibition as a matter of fact. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And do not pursue those things about which you do not have knowledge. Insan is prone to follow his own suspicions, his own speculations. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stops us from that. In Surah Hujarat, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna ba'dha dhanni ithm." Some suspicion is a great sin. In the Mubarak Hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Iyyaka wadh-dhann." Keep away from dhann, keep away from suspicion, keep away from speculation, things about which you do not have accurate or proper knowledge. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبَ الْحَدِيثِ. It's a thought that came into the mind. But look at what our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. It is the most belying of speech. It is the greatest lie. Lie a person speaks with the tongue. But here is a thought that came into the mind, into the heart. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that is most belying. It is the greatest of lies, because it's a thought, and then that thought will become words, and those words are going to be spoken, and those spoken words are going to be related to others. People are going to get impressions regarding it, and all of it had begun from a thought. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not pursue those matters, those things about which you do not have knowledge. First, a person should investigate. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Investigate, have full knowledge about something before we speak about it. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find one hadith that a person has an ill thought about someone. If it's a good thought, husnul dhan, that will be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if it is an ill thought, then in the hadith it comes, a person would come right to the sirat, what we term as the pul sirat. And right there, the person will be asked for evidence regarding those bad thoughts we had about anybody else. So hence here, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ. Three of our senses Allah speaks about here. One is certainly your, no doubt, your hearing, your ears, والبصر, your eyes, in other words, your sense of vision, والفؤاد, and your hearts, your sense of thought. كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. You will be asked about all of this on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has given us five senses, though these are the three that are mentioned, and then the sense of smell, the sense of touch, the sense of taste. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here speaks particularly about these three, because acquisition of information is generally sourced out from these three. We either going to hear something, and we may hear something incorrect, we have not verified, we pursue something that is incorrect, and then we are going to transmit, and obviously that becomes a great sin in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or we see something and we do not verify what we see. Again, in the Mubarak Hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with one of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, and somebody happened to walk past. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Nubuwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the person and said, "Look, this is my wife." Now this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he saves this ummah and he gives us this lesson that perhaps you would have thought something and that thought of yours then becomes a rumor and that rumor begins to spread. So again here, besides this, inna sam'a, whatever we hear, sometimes we take joy in hearing things that are haram, listening to music that is haram, whatever is haram, wal basara, the eyes once again, these are all amanat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You look, you see it's something that is haram, wal fu'ada, again that heart of ours, that there are thoughts over there that are haram, ya'lamu kha'inatal a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur, although Allah ta'ala knows the misappropriation of the eyes, Allah knows the condition and the thoughts in the heart. Allah says, "Kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula." You will be questioned about all of this on the day of Qiyamah. Undoubtedly, everything Allah has given us is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we should protect it also from committing sin and the disobedience of Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.